Welcome to the Digital Story Show, new tools for the creative mind. The Digital Story Show takes you inside with tips for the creative pursuit of photography, music, video, hardware, software, techniques, and hacks. You'll soon find yourself thinking less about buttons and menus and more about expressing the artist inside us all. Now the Digital Story Show with Derek Story.
December 16th, 2008, The Digital Story Show with Derek Story. Today's topic, 5 reasons to shoot RAW plus JPEG. Welcome back to another digital story. I have, I think, a fun topic for you today. It's something that we've touched on in the past and we'll probably touch on again because things keep changing. And this topic has changed since the last time I talked about it. Now, I'm talking about shooting RAW plus JPEG. Now, just to give you a quick refresher on what the heck I'm talking about, for those of you that have cameras that can capture in RAW, you almost always have the option of shooting in RAW plus JPEG. Every camera on the planet will capture in JPEG. So that's, you know, you already got that. Most cameras will shoot in RAW that are digital SLRs, and now high-end compacts. So we're seeing RAW more and more. But for sure, if you have a digital SLR, you'll shoot in RAW too. And if you have a digital SLR, you probably can shoot in RAW plus JPEG also. And what does that mean? That means that when you fire the shutter, you capture a RAW file and you capture a JPEG, and they both have the same file number, img01234.jpeg, img_0 or 1234. Man, my brain is so soft right now, I can't even remember the makeup file numbers that I was creating for this example. 01 or 1234. Let's say for Canon .cr2 for the RAW file. So everything in the file name will be the same except for the extension, and that's where you can tell the RAW file from the JPEG. So both are captured. The RAW file isn't really processed, as we already know. It's just sort of put in a container. The JPEG is processed in the camera, and it's ready to go. Now, first of all, let's talk about the reasons why you wouldn't want to do that, and then I'll get to 5 reasons why you might want to consider it. In the old days, when RAW files first were, you know, becoming the thing to do, especially for serious photographers and pro shooters, a lot of them shot RAW plus JPEG just to cover their tail, right? Because if they had to do quick turnaround, the RAW workflow was such a pain in the patoot that they go, you know what, I'm going to shoot RAW plus JPEG. I'll have those JPEGs ready to go right away. I can, you know, meet my deadline, and then later on I'll figure out how to process the RAW files, if at all. And so RAW plus JPEG was, in the beginning of the RAW era, was a popular way to shoot. And then, as we began to have easier ways to process RAW files, almost to the point now where it's as easy to process a RAW file as a JPEG if you're using the right software, such as Adobe Camera Raw that comes with Photoshop, Adobe Lightroom, Aperture, and a handful of other applications. Now the RAW files are easier than ever to process, and you don't really need the JPEG anymore if you're using one of those applications, because it's so easy to look at your RAW files. You get previews right away. You can process them right away. Boom, you can output them to JPEG, TIFF, whatever you need. Bada bang, bada bing, bada boom, and you're off and rolling. So then, you know, you're kind of going, well, I don't need to shoot RAW plus JPEG because it's taking up extra space on my memory card. It's taking a little extra processing from my camera. So I can just shoot RAW and leave it at that. And a lot of times, that is the recommended way to go. However, I have 5 instances for you to consider when you actually might want to find that RAW plus JPEG setting again and turn it on, and turn it on. And let's start with the first one. The first one is, if you like to print directly from your memory card or from your camera. You're probably going to want to shoot in RAW plus JPEG. Because if you take that memory card, you pull it out of your camera, and you put it in one of those little, let's say, an HP PhotoSmart printer that has a memory card slot, it's not going to be able to process the RAW file for you. But it will see those JPEGs, and you can make a print right away. Now, I use these little printers all the time. I think they're fabulous, and they're great for cranking out quick 4x6s or quick 5x7s. A lot of them now print at 5x7. They're fairly cost-effective. The printers are like between $120 and $150 usually. The prints usually run about a quarter a piece, about 25 cents or so, and you're off to the races. And if you're good at capture, if you pay attention to your capture, your JPEGs are going to be in great shape, and you should be able to make good prints right there on the spot. So that's an instance where you're going to want RAW plus JPEG. So you make your prints right away, and then later on, you upload the whole thing to your computer. You look at your RAW files, you do, you know, whatever serious work you need to do, and on and on and on. And even at that point, if you want, you can discard the JPEGs because you don't really need them anymore. They've already served their purpose. Now you can just work with the RAW files. So that's scenario number one. If you're doing direct printing from your memory card, you might want to shoot RAW plus JPEG. Now, another instance, another time, reason number two that you may want to consider this, this is a relatively new phenomenon in terms of affordability anyway, which is if you have a Wi-Fi enabled camera and you're sharing images directly from the camera to some source. Now, iOne, the folks at iOne have made Wi-Fi sharing a whole lot easier than it used to be. You used to have to buy an expensive attachment, if there was even one for your camera. And now, is it iFi? Hang on a second. Yeah, I had to stop and look that up for a second just to make sure I didn't give you, bogus information there. Yes, it's iFi. And the website, in case you haven't checked these guys out, you need to do this anyway. It's www.eye.fi. EYE.fi. That'll take you over to the iFi website. And what they've done is they've put the wireless connectivity into an SD card. So you have both, the memory on the SD card, and then you have Wi-Fi sharing. And you can share these images, you can go online to a whole bunch of websites, a whole bunch of them, like Flickr, SmugMug, Picasa, Kodak Gallery. It goes on and on and on. So this is an instance where if you shoot RAW, if you like to have RAW, you might want to shoot RAW plus JPEG because sending those RAW files up over a little iFi Connect on your camera is not going to be the most pleasurable thing in the world. And a lot of times, if you're sending them somewhere like Flickr, what's Flickr going to do with them anyway, right? Whereas if you have your parameters on Flickr set up so that when a JPEG comes in, your preferences say, run it at a certain size, yada, 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 then you're in great shape. And plus the JPEG, because it's a smaller file, will transfer more easily. So doing Wi-Fi transfer, doing wireless transfer of your images is another reason why you might want to consider RAW plus JPEG because, again, it's easier to move those pictures and no processing has to happen when they reach their destination. Number three, this is the most traditional reason of the bunch here. And number four will be the most untraditional, but number three is the traditional, and that is if you just need to do something with your images right away. Shoot RAW plus JPEG if, for instance, you have like the killer deadline where you're literally shooting and sending, shooting and uploading, shooting and getting them off to a photo editor who's waiting, who's going to sort through them, who's going to pick the best shot, and if the shot needs tweaking, they'll do that on the other end. This is a case where you definitely want to shoot RAW plus JPEG, get it right in the camera, get those JPEGs where they have to go. Then later on, you can go through your RAW files, rate them, pick out the best shots, do some tweaking, and make your 13x19 print. But when you got to turn around something quickly, I'll tell you a great example for some folks is, for instance, if they shoot a wedding and they want to run a wedding slideshow there at the reception, at the event, that's a great time to shoot RAW plus JPEG. You just show those JPEGs, just throw them in a folder, run the slideshow thing, and off you go. But there's all sorts of times when you may need to turn images around quickly. RAW plus JPEG is the way to go. Number three, okay? Number four, this is an interesting one, and this is one that I have been playing with more and more lately. I just ran an article on the site. I think I put it up Sunday night or Monday, talking about a special effect filter. It's actually called an art filter that's in the new Olympus E30 camera. And the effect filter is called soft focus. Now, this is crazy interesting to me. What it is that you shoot with any lens that you put on the E30. The E30 is a 12 megapixel digital SLR. It's going to be out here in another few weeks. Sometime in January, it'll be available for retail. It's a very nice camera. It feels great. It takes great shots. And they've put some interesting features in it. And one of them that caught my eye that I wrote about was this soft focus art filter. So basically what you do is you take your shot with the art filter, and the way when you're using these art filters on the camera, you're actually looking at a live view on the LCD, so you see the effect applied. You take the shot, the image is processed, and then you get the effect when you view the image on the LCD or upload it to a computer or do whatever you do. And in the case of soft focus, it actually looks like you had an optical softener over the lens. It's really kind of crazy. And if you want to see how this thing looks, go to Monday's post on the digital story. And I talk about, you know, the soft focus filter for the Olympus E30. And I ran three shots. So I ran an unprocessed shot, which was, by the way, the RAW file, which is where we're going here in a minute. I ran the processed with the soft focus, processed in the camera. And then I did a version, my own version, where I have a technique for softening skin tones using the Gaussian blur filter. And I ran one of that. So you have three shots to look at to compare how this in-camera processing works. Now, how does this tie into RAW plus JPEG? Well, whether you're using an art filter on the Olympus E30 or you're using black and white on your digital SLR right now, or you're using one of the other effects, because we're seeing in-camera effects more and more now. And the reason why we're seeing them is because the processing power of our digital SLRs is increasing. These little computers that are inside the cameras are way powerful. And I'm sure the engineers and the engineering people and the marketing folks are getting together and going, what can we do? What can we do to distinguish this camera from the competition? And I think in-camera processing with special effects is one of the things that we're going to see a lot more of. So if you shoot RAW plus JPEG, it's really cool. The special effect, whatever you're using, black and white, vivid color, in the case of the E30 soft focus, whatever you're using is applied to the JPEG. That's what you get. But the RAW file, by definition, still is unaltered. So you get your cake and eat it too. You get the RAW file that hasn't been messed with, that you can, you know, do your usual workflow with, but you get this JPEG that has some interesting effect applied by the camera that you just get to play with. It's a freebie. And in the case of the soft focus, you know, sometimes I really liked the art filter soft focus effect. And then I was done, right? I was done. Just there's the JPEG. It's full resolution. Send it off. I don't have to do anything. It's all ready to go. No Photoshop, no post-processing. I could take that memory card, going back to step number one, reason number one, I could take that memory card out of the Olympus, put it in my printer, print out the soft focus shot, and have a portrait with a soft focus filtration and exposed nicely and everything, that make a print and hand it to the person right there on the spot. Never have to fire up the computer, never have to open Photoshop, just boom. And I think this is potentially interesting to folks who just don't like processing on a computer. The part of digital photography they love is a part of working with the camera, taking the pictures, and, you know, having prints made. And for those folks, I think this is a boom. Same thing if you shoot if you shoot black and white. Put it in black and white mode. Put it in RAW plus JPEG. Shoot your shots. Your JPEGs will be black and white. And your RAW files will be color, your regular RAW files, unaltered. And think about it. If you're a wedding photographer that wants to deliver both color images and black and white images, isn't this a fun way to go? Shoot in RAW plus JPEG. Turn on the black and white effect. And if you have some control over it, tweak it to your liking. Shoot away. Then when you're done with the shoot, load everything into whatever you use, Bridge, in Photoshop. All your black and whites are already done. You can tweak them a little bit, or you can just go ahead and make prints. And then use the RAW files to process them for your color shots, and it saves you a step. Or you can make prints directly from the card, make black and white prints. So whenever you're shooting with special effects in your camera, shooting RAW plus JPEG is a great way to go, because you get two for one. You get your RAW file, and then you get the special effect applied to the JPEG. Very nice. This is very cool stuff. I mean, the power of our cameras these days is allowing us lots of opportunity to experiment and play and get things a couple different ways. I mean, these are good times. Okay, number five. I told you I had five reasons, and I have a fifth reason right now. And this is especially interesting for road warriors who don't like to carry a computer with them. So if you're using other people's computers, if you're using internet cafes, you know, whatever you're doing, you're shooting digital, you're on the go, another great time to shoot RAW plus JPEG. What you do is the JPEGs are what you'll view on the computer, what you'll share with folks, what you'll upload to your websites, you know, all the sort of things. You can work with JPEGs on any computer in the world. So take care of your work, and then you hang on to your memory cards, right? And then when you get home, you upload the RAW files to your home computer, process them, and go about your normal workflow. Now, the key to shooting like this is of course, having enough memory with you so that you don't have to overwrite your memory cards. The way memory is going right now, 8 gigabyte cards are, very affordable, easily less than $100 now. So you can load up on 8 gigabyte cards, shoot RAW plus JPEG, have your JPEGs ready to use on the road. Let's say you're wandering through Europe on a 2 or 3 week vacation. You don't have to take a computer with you. You can use any computer you can get your hands on. I would recommend that you carry your own card reader with you, though, because you'd be surprised. A lot of times people won't have card readers. So carry your own card reader with you. Have enough memory to last the trip, and then just upload JPEGs, whenever you get your hands on a computer. You can travel light, you can still shoot high quality, and you can still share your images while you're on the trip. So it's reason number five, and it's another great reason. So that's RAW plus JPEG. You know, the way technology is changing, it's sort of bringing that back into our field of view. You know, having things such as Wi-Fi sharing, and having things such as in-camera special effects sort of makes RAW plus JPEG an interesting topic again. So the thing that I'd like you to do is, after you listen to this podcast, go check out your digital SLR or your compact that has RAW, and see what sort of effects that you have on there. See what sort of things that you have to play with. even if it's black and white, put it in RAW plus JPEG mode, shoot some black and white, and then check it out. It's a lot of fun. And then if you think of other reasons to add on top of my five that I have here in this podcast, please post a comment, and maybe, who knows, maybe we can push this list out to 7 or 8 or 9. So RAW plus JPEG, it's still in style. Okay, a couple things. First of all, this month's photo assignment for December is group shot. And the shots are coming in. We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a good gallery. And I'm happy to see some people have done some creative interpretations of group shot, not just the standard thing. And you know what? You get a gold star. The people that do the creative stuff, you get a gold star because, group shot, every photo assignment that we've done, there's always room for creative interpretation. So you still have plenty of time to get your photo assignment in for December. Group shot. If you have any questions about submitting stuff, click on the submissions link on the digital story, and you'll find out everything that you need. I'm getting a little low on grab shots. I still have some, but I would like to have more. So if you're sitting on one of those, please send it in. Please send in your grab shot. I will be most happy and thankful. And I want to thank our sponsors, Red River Paper Company, makers of great inkjet printer at a very affordable cost, and our friends over at Boinks Software, makers of Photomagico, the best slideshow software in the world, runs on a Mac, and Boinks TV, which is a basically your own recording studio right there on your computer. You can even use your webcam and create a really amazing shows with special effects and so forth. So both of those by Boink Software. We have tiles right there for both companies on every page of Digital Story. If you haven't checked them out, please do. And I think that's going to wrap it up for this week. So RAW plus JPEG, special effects, Wi-Fi connectivity, lots of good stuff. Stuff for you to go back into the menu system of your camera, dig around a little bit, see if you can come up with something creative. And if you find something new, please post a comment or send me mail, and we'll share it with everyone else. Okay, take care now, and I will see you next week. Bye-bye.
Your questions and comments, email them to questions@thedigitalstory.com. For show notes, web blogs, and informative articles, visit www.thedigitalstory.com. We'll see you next time on The Digital Story.